What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. The Browns are in Carolina today. They are going to practice. Today's practice is extremely important. They'll play on Friday night. That game will be on TV. All signs pointing to Shedeur Sanders getting to take the first snap. The other quarterback we'll see in that game is Tyler Huntley. It just seems like those are the only two quarterbacks they want to play. That was based on Kevin Stefanski's press conference from earlier today. So all the news and notes from what's going on today, though, which Friday, as far as evaluation for the coaching staff, as far as getting reps in for your veteran players, as far as getting ready for the real season, today is the important day. We're not going to see any of it, but today is the important day. Dan, what do you have as for updates? What's going on?
So this is from Mary Kay Cabot, who is at the practices in Charlotte. Kenny Pickett in the first 7-on-7 period. Kenny Pickett went 3-for-4 with a throwaway. Shedeur Sanders went 1-for-3 with a throwaway. Dylan Gabriel went 4-for-5 with a drop. Joe Flacco, Tyler Huntley, not in the first run of 7-on-7.
Oh, my God.
Season's over. That's it. First pick in the draft.
Joe's going to be rusty.
He's not going to be ready, Jeff.
I want him to get reps.
What are we going to do? These are very important reps. These are wasted reps.
I want Snoop.
I heard Mike Lombardi talking about that yesterday.
I want Snoop out there fast. Let's go.
We would keep you up to date on anything else taking place inside of camp.
Yep, we got it right
but
here.
The story kind of circles around Sanders today. Because we know that Sanders, everybody else.
Is it really?
Yeah, 100% it circles around him.
Okay.
Towards Friday. What do you think it circles around? If you don't think it's Sanders, what is it?
I think way too much is being made out of a fifth-round quarterback, a young guy who's obviously going to play, but I expected him to play. To me, it's about getting first-team reps for your first-team guys against another first-team.
Today. That's your
today.
Team? Yeah. Yeah. But the Sanders playing storyline with a pre-practice interview session with the head coach, I think, is going to... It's a storyline at least until practice ends. And if something crazy happens in practice, then that'll become the bigger story. But I think everyone's going to want to go back to Shedeur and the fact that we know he's going to play and that the Browns have tweeted out he will start on Friday night. And he's the show, guys. I'm sorry. He's the show right now. Television loves him right now because you know you're going to drive viewers to the game. If you're sitting in the middle of America trying to figure out what to do on Friday night and all of a sudden you flip it over to NFL Network and you see that Sanders is playing, you're sticking with it. He is the reason. He's the reason I think people are watching on Friday night. I'm not saying he's going to be successful or not successful or what's going to, I want him to be successful, but he is the reason I think people want to watch any of the Browns preseason games. In fact, there's a reason NFL Network wants to show all the Browns games live, and there's a reason why the NFL thinks the Browns aren't worthy of anything better than a 1 o'clock spot and one game in London during the regular season. Like, the time to watch the Browns is going to be now because everybody wants to see what Sanders is going to do. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. I think you're a little over the top on it. But everything about Shador has been a little over the top.
If we were sitting in a production pre-production meeting, or we were sitting at the
Well,
I'm throwing a hypothetical at you. So if you and I were sitting there and we were trying to do programming for a station, and someone said, "Hey, you know what? What's the best? What do we have our eye on?"
But you talked about fans. You weren't talking about a TV production.
No, that's why I switched it into the TV production part of it. That's what I'm saying.
Of course. You've got a lousy Carolina team against a lousy Browns team. What are you going to watch in the Shador Sanders situation?
Yeah, but I don't think it's just Carolina. Although you're going to, you play Philly. That'll be interesting too. Philly's a story unto its own. Bigger than Sanders, but not here.
Would hope so.
I would hope so too. But people want to see what Sanders looks like. I think people want to see that the teams were wrong for not drafting him earlier. I really do. I think that's a storyline that's pushing it. I don't even think it's so much that he's Deion's kid. I think at this point in his career, where he's at right now, I think they want to see if the teams were wrong. And I think that's a storyline that's pushing the whole media narrative in this thing.
Okay.
Because we don't know, we really don't know what the Browns actually think. I mean, we hear rumblings here, we hear rumblings there, but they're rumblings. They're not, nothing is a hard fact.
Well, guys listed fourth on the depth chart. To me, he's got every opportunity to change that narrative and put himself where he, maybe higher up on the chart. I can't wait to see him, Andy, and I hope he succeeds. I hope he's terrific. I hope Pickett's terrific. I hope Gabriel's terrific. I would love to have more than one quarterback that you feel confident in playing because he shows competence. I'd love it. You imagine if we have four guys that look pretty good? That'd be great. Keep three, try and stash one. I mean, it would be a wonderful change.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Damn. What defines success for Shador Sanders on Friday? For the two of you, what would you call if we're walking out on Friday night? And Jeff, you'll be on the post-game show. Andy will be doing coverage as well. What will define success for
Shador
Sanders?
Not looking overwhelmed.
Okay.
That it's as simple as that. Don't look overwhelmed. That's all there is, yeah, in my estimation.
Are there any numbers or anything like that you're going to specifically look for?
No, I'm not looking at numbers in the least.
Look for a guy who feels comfortable in an offense.
That's all I want to see.
Okay.
It's his first exposure to another NFL team. If he starts and plays against first-teamers, just don't look overwhelmed. Look like you know what you're doing. It's as simple as that. Let's not expect the kid to go out and be phenomenal. I mean, that's unfair to him. That's the one thing that I think people are overblowing this. Let him come along slowly. The Browns have clearly been slow playing him during training camp. Why? Because they want him to succeed. They are trying to set him up to succeed. And people, we've had people calling and screaming. They're not playing him. They're not giving him a chance to you know, play against first teamers. They're not giving him team reps with the first team offense. Everybody needs to understand, they want every player to succeed. Why? Because then you have a better roster. And they're trying to help him succeed and become a good NFL quarterback. And that's all I want to see. I don't want to see him be overwhelmed on Friday. Other than that, there's nothing else there.
I'll give you the simpleton's guide to success for Shedeur Sanders on Friday. All he has to do is avoid a couple tackles when he gets pressured and throw a touchdown pass and try to move the ball forward. That's all he's got to do.
Get rid of the ball quickly, too.
Yeah, and get, yeah.
You know, do not hang on to it too long.
If he gets sacked, it can't be on him. You know what I'm saying?
It's
got to be on the offensive line collapsing too fast.
I'm looking for a guy who's going to play in rhythm. I want to see him play in rhythm in an offense. And by that, I mean three steps ball out, five steps ball out.
Yeah, like, I think
that's what I mean.
Yeah,
don't hang on to that ball,
don't
man.
Try to be Superman. Don't try to make things happen with your legs, all that kind of stuff. Sorry.
But that philosophy is, I agree with both you guys on that. The issue is that if you're putting him out there against their first team defense, and you're rolling out your second team offensive line, who maybe, you know, he's worked with a little bit, he's already at an unfair advantage. And so now we're asking for some disadvantage. Yeah. That he's got to work against something that, like, the cards are stacked against him.
Now let's not do that. The cards aren't stacked against him. It is what it is. Whoever he's out there with, he's out there with. There's no need to make excuses for him. We know what's going to happen. He's going to be out there. He's going to play football. Just don't look overwhelmed.
It's why being on time, like being on
exactly.
time can help hide your offensive
Absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely. If the offensive line is going to be an issue, if he's not reading NFL defenses yet, which, by the way, if he is, congratulations to him.
You.
Congratulations to him. That's why get rid of the ball. Do not hang on to it. That was one thing that a lot of folks thought about him at Colorado. Is that he held onto the ball too long. Well, don't do it here. You're going to get your head knocked off. Then we're going to see Snoop for 3.5 quarters.
And avoid truly dreadful picks. That's the other one. Like, you could throw a pick that's like, okay, you underthrew it. Okay, I overthrew that one. Like,
if you throw it to a spot where a guy's not there? Those are the worst-looking interceptions ever.
Yes.
You throw a ball to the other team and all of a sudden you're like, man, there was no one there, but someone was supposed. Like, here's the problem for us on the outside
that
we don't know if a receiver is supposed to be there or not, and no quarterback is going to throw their wide receiver under the bus and go, well, they ran the wrong route on a timing route, and I just had to put the ball to an area, and they forgot to show up.
Well,
those are the ugliest interceptions in the NFL, and we sit there and we go, what was that guy thinking? And the only guys that really know it are the wide receiver that didn't run the right route and the quarterback who's so frustrated, and the head coach or offensive coordinator, like, that just looks bad.
Correct. But the truly dreadful pick, and like, you launch one into double coverage and the guy that's one read over
trying to force
wide
it
open.
Yeah,
like, that's,
I'll buy that.
That's the stuff that I look at and I'm like, oh, those are the truly dreadful picks that are just like, oh man, what are you looking at here? If you just would have made one more read, you would have had the shot you were looking for.
Yeah, I'm going to go back, though, to this, the uneven balance on the lines. Because how's a quarterback supposed to make a quick read when the line collapses instantly? So does it become a running play? Is that the right play then? That's what I'm asking you. Is it, if you see that your offensive line has completely collapsed and they're getting outmanned, that you're smart enough to make it into a running play? I don't know
how
to read that.
Might be a little too late at that point.
Yeah, so I'm going to be hesitant.
You're not going to be able to call a running play if your line has collapsed. I mean, if it's a pass play,
you're
already dropping back.
Yeah, I keep saying don't judge what you see offensively in a fourth quarter of a preseason game where a team might have success at the end because you're going up 3. I think that holds true at the beginning of a game, too. Depending on who's playing against each other. And, you know, we all sit here during the preseason. We get all amped or hyped up or like Jamari Thrash. Like, I was super excited about
him. Remember your training with DTR. That's all I'll say to anything that takes place in this preseason games.
I'm glad.
Remember DTR.
I, I mean, I'm assuming Jamari's going to get some time on Friday. I can't imagine that he wouldn't. But, you know, you look at it, what he looked like during the preseason last year, and I was like, wow, man, this guy looks great. And every year we have a preseason, you know, guy that we fall in love with. Like, tell me if Luke Florio doesn't have a touchdown on Friday that we are not all going to be super, did you see what he did, man? He's got to make the team, or he's got to. And then you're hoping that he makes the practice squad.
Second line of 7-on-7s, gentlemen, Flacco, Dillon Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, Tyler Huntley.
Ah, up-to-the-minute information from Carolina.
Way you're go, getting Daniel.
It right here.
According to Zach Jackson on that one.
On Baskin and Phelps. All right, Gary Barnage is going to join us at noon. We'll talk to him about what it's like to be in one of these situations for the Browns where, you know, the quarterback is up in the air and what are guys learning and how do they trust and all kinds of really cool stuff. We'll talk to him. We'll talk to Chris Easterling from the Akron Beacon Journal. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Guardians because they are climbing the ladder, my friends. And I am loving every second of it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.